CP, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. This week, we are starting things off talking about a rise in the number of flu cases in the area. What can you tell us?
So last Friday, Harrison Smith Elementary School closed the school because of widespread illnesses and absences, and closing the school will allow the students to get some rest and have the custodian staff clean the building. Last Thursday, around 40 students were sent home because of sickness, and Harrison Smith isn't the only school that's going through this. Silver High School 2 weeks ago had a third of their students absent because of illnesses, including school activities. But there's sickness there. And also in the Colby District, Hurley Elementary School had 23 parents call in last Thursday to report that their child has been sick. So it seems like flu is going around here in the community.
Yeah, it sounds like it certainly is. Thanks for that update. Now, I'd like to move on and talk about school enrollment data information that you have. You have some numbers that enrollment is actually down in the area. What can you tell us?
So first, state funding is based on the average of the 80th and 120th school days of the school year. And between those two dates, last year, Silver had 251 students compared to this year's 2432 students, which is a difference of 139 students. Cobrey had 1169 students last year to this year's 1136 students. That's a difference of 33 students. Both associate superintendent said the decline of enrollment is because families leave the district.
Thanks for that update, CP. We are now moving on to Jeffrey Plant. Jeff, thanks for joining us. You have some news about a recent event that drew a lot of folks to the area, the Tommyknocker event. What can you tell us?
This year, 260 cyclists showed up to race in the Tommyknocker Endurance Race, which happens just north of historic Fort Bayard in some National Forest wilderness. The race starts at 8 a.m. and goes till 6 p.m. There are three categories, solo, duo, and teams. There was 260 cyclists that more or less went from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night. And this is a 12-mile course. The most laps completed was by Josh Tostado, who won the solo category with 10 laps. In the female solo category, another pro, Liz Carrington, won. There was a new category in the duo section of racers that was called the Adult Junior category, and that was won by a father-daughter team, Reed and Zoe Colfax. Most of the racers were from outside of Silver City, and although it was kind of a gray, windy day, people were very enthusiastic and really, really had a good time.
Now, we are also moving on to another story that you have about one of the co-founders of the Gila Conservation Coalition passing away, well-known writer and environmentalist Dutch Salmon.
M.H. Dutch Salmon moved to the Grant County area in 1983 when he heard about the Hooker Dam Project, which was a Gila diversion dam project going on in the early 80s. And he decided that he would explore the Gila River by taking a canoe trip down 200 miles of the nation's longest remaining free-flowing river, and fell in love with it. He moved to the area, and he wrote a book about his experience descending, Gila Descending, rather, which was published by his own High Lonesome Books publishing company in 1986. And he became a real fixture in the environmental movement, the environmental activist, environmental protection movement in the Silver City area where he ended up living. And he's going to be quite missed by both hunters and sportsmen and environmental protection advocates alike.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for the update, and we will talk with you all next week.
Thank you.